insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قل أذلك خير أم جنة الخلد التي وعد المتقون كانت لهم جزاء
Say, is that better, or the garden of eternity which is promised to the righteous? It will be for them a reward and destination.
We have reached the 15th verse of chapter Furqan. قُلْ أَذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ أَمْ جَنَّةُ الْخُلْدِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ Say, is that better, or the eternal garden which has been promised to the pious ones? كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَزَاءً وَمَصِيرًا That shall be a reward and a resort for them. This verse, coupled with the next one, is here to tell us that the promise of paradise is to be fulfilled, certainly. Also, the people of the paradise, their demands are really logical and wise, and so are the demands of the Almighty Allah. It means that Allah does whatever He wills. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ And He does it wisely, out of wisdom. And the believers have to have wise demands as well. And they do. For them, there will be therein whatever they desire. لَهُمْ فِيهَا مَا يَشْتَهُونَ But their desires will not be in a way that they want the people of the hell to be freed, or they want to have the rank of the prophets. Because such demands are not wise. So in this verse, the Holy Prophet ﷺ is addressed to call the people to judge. So it says, قُلْ أَذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ أَمْ جَنَّةُ الْخُلْدِ Say, is that better or the eternal garden, الَّتِي وَعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ which has been promised to the pious ones? That word ذَلِكَ might be referring to the consequence of the misbehaviors of the pagans in the next world and the kind of punishment that awaits them. لَا تَدْعُوا الْيَوْمَ ثُبُورًا وَاحِدًا وَادْعُوا ثُبُورًا كَثِيرًا In that blazing fire, they have to wish for many destructions because they will not be dead, they will not die, and they won't be destroyed in order to get away from the fire. That blazing fire will chastise them, and the ones who enter the hellfire are miserable forever.
الإيمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So in this verse, the Holy Prophet is ordered to tell the people, أَذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ أَمْ جَنَّةُ الْخُلْدِ? Is that better or the eternal garden? This question and asking for judgment is for the sake about which no one has any doubt. It is not for the matter that those painful and terrible punishments can be compared with these matchless blessings and favors. But these kinds of questions are for striking sleeping consciences. These kinds of questions are used to awaken the people so that they may be faced with a dilemma. The people will be awakened asking themselves, returning to their own minds, rethinking about the consequences of their actions. If they say that these blessings are better and superior, and certainly they must say so, they have condemned themselves for the simple fact that their deeds are against it. And if they say that those punishments are better than these blessings, they have proved that they are insane. Let us have a look at this example. This asking question of the Holy Quran is like giving warning to a truant young man who has escaped school or university, saying that those who escape from intellect and knowledge will finally go to jail. And then we ask them, which is better, going to jail or gaining the high ranks? In fact, this question is an awakening question. The question does not somehow need answering. The answer is self-evident. This means that if they are wise, if they are logical, if they're not out of their minds, they will definitely choose paradise and the rewards of the Almighty Allah in the next world. But what can they do? Their actions, their deeds are against their beliefs if they answer. It seems that this question is acting as a kind of reproach, but not in the form of the common kinds of reproach. The Almighty Allah is wise, and His requests and demands are also wise, and so are the people of Paradise and the ones who dwell therein. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.